With regards to school, he did all right. He's really clever academically. It's just that he didn't really settle in classroom environment. He was always being like sent home, and I was always getting phone calls to like come and pick him up and stuff. Then it was like the transitioning into high school. When he got there, he started off all right, but then established that there was older people there, and they used to like hang around with him, and he was the youngest child there. There's like lots of like year 11s, year 10s there, older lads. He started knocking around with them, started to truant, started to go to school. I'd drop him off in the morning to make sure he'd be there. Then he'd just run off from the door. And then he started to, things went from bad to worse, really. He switched his phone off, say he's not coming home, and just, I thought it was just basically being like, just being an adolescent, like unruly child, like not following my rules. But it went deeper than that when he first went missing from home when he was like 13, and he got brought back. He was like really erratic when he got brought back. Like he had this little phone that was ringing. He was like, he just wasn't himself. Like to me, he looked like he was on something. He then went missing again. It was for quite a bit. To me as a mum, it felt like years to me. It might have been for a couple of weeks, but he got arrested because he had quite a good few like types of drugs on him and weapons and stuff like that. He got arrested, and then it went to court, I think, on the Monday. I still didn't see him. And then the first time I saw him was at a unit when I got a phone call off his solicitor saying that what had happened and what he'd been caught with, and that he's in a unit. So I'd literally got loads of clothes together, like got the address of the unit, which was like miles away, went down there. First time I'd seen him, he looked like he'd not eaten. He looked like he'd not had a wash. He looked like he's been in the same clothes for months. He looked like a broken little boy. Like when I looked at him in his eyes, he looked like really hurt and traumatised. It hit me then, and I thought something's not right. And then when I approached him about it, he was like, "I've got to do it. I've got to do it." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he's like, "They're men. I've got to do it for these men." So I think that, I mean, I don't really know the full story now, so as to why he got involved in it. I just know that he did what he did, and he thought he had to do it. And if he didn't do it, there was a consequence. I think he got set up by people that he thought was friends. He went travelling down to Scotland and got badly beaten up and left for dead. And the police was doing the job that they was doing, they was actively looking for him and bringing him home when they found him and stuff. But keeping him safe, like nobody was helping me keep him safe. Like he was literally being brought back and he was going again. I've locked the doors and he'd climb out the window and he'd have to get out of the house. Like he'd just have to go. So it's like there was no way of keeping him safe other than when he was found and he was put in a unit. I was so relieved that he was in this unit because I knew where he was and he couldn't get out. A lot of the stories that I've heard are off like the youth worker, like what he said to her. It didn't really say much to me. I think with me being his mum and he's ashamed of what he's done, but there is loads of places that he's been, what he's told the youth worker, where he went. So yeah, it had a massive impact. It had a massive impact on me. Just really big impact on the whole family, really. Even my mum, she got really ill from all the worry and stress. I moved completely different areas. I thought, like, when he gets out of the unit, can start fresh, don't put him back in the environment where he was. So I did that. He didn't last very long in there, but I think it's because he was having contact in the unit with these friends, still seeing them as his friends and his go-to people. So he didn't last very long, really. He's doing a lot better now, like 3 years on. He's grown up a lot. Still has a big impact on our lives because we're trying to get him in college and he can't. So it still has a big effect on us all, what has happened. Like, I feel that he needs some sort of justice. Like, I feel like I need justice for him because he's been through this at 13 for 3 years, been took away from his family, and there's just been nothing. I just wish that there was some, like now, people going through it now should have somewhere to pick the phone up and say, "I think my son's in trouble, he's doing this. Is there anything that you can do to help?" Like, even if it's not even the police or someone of authority, just someone, just like someone like me that could just pick the phone up and say, right, this is what you could do.